在一起聚集。
For the Chinese, we have the second New Year. We can say again, Happy New Year.
因为我们是中国人，我们有初二、初三、第二个新年，我们也可以说今天也是新年，大家新年好。
But this New Year for the Chinese is very difficult.
但是大家知道，今年的这个新年对我们中国人来说是很难的。
If you watch the news or television, you will see that what's going on in China.
如果你是看新闻、看电视的话，你是会知道现在中国正在发生什么样的事情。
Right. And this new version of SARS 2.0.
现在是有了一个有以前有个 SARS 这个疾病，现在是有了新版本，这叫 2.0 版本在发生。
Yeah. And according to the experts says this will be 10 times more powerful than the version 03.
有些专家说这个疾病会比以前的 1.0 版本的话要有更厉害十倍。
Mm-hmm. So we expect this will last not only long, but also the impact even bigger than 2003.
所以我们在这里是会觉得这个事情有可能比以前的2003的 1.0 的 SARS 它的影响时间更长，范围更广。
Well, Christians tell you the good news.
但是基督徒告诉大家一个好消息。
The Psalm we just read, Psalm 91.
我们刚才所读的经文诗篇91篇。
Take that psalm home and meditate on that psalm from verse 1 through verse 7.
大家把这首诗篇的这个整个章节带回家，仔细的思想，特别是仔细的读一节到第七节。
And especially in verse 6,
特别是第六节，
talk about the pestilence and the plague.
特别是第六节托在那里讲的就是这个瘟疫的事情，
瘟疫跟病毒，
病毒啊
yeah, it will fit today perfectly.
在这个讲的瘟疫和病毒的特别适合于今天的光景。
Now today from scientific point of view we say, oh, it's a virus, it's a new virus, it's changing a new version.
我们从科学的角度讲，这个是一个病毒，新的病毒是一个
people try to find the way to conquer it.
人们在那里去找一个办法来能够战胜这个病毒。
Well, according to the expert, the shot will not available until at least one year later.
但是我们这些专家说，这个有关病毒的抗体，大概这个针剂的话，大概至少一年以后才会有。
Or two years.
或一两年以后才有。
So it's from Bible's perspective.
从圣经的角度看
，all these things are within the scope of God's prophecy.
这些所有的事情都是在神的神的预言中在讲。
It happened in the old days.
在以前的旧约。古时也是这样发生的。
For the Jewish people, when they obey the law, God bless them.
在对犹太人来说，如果他们遵行神的话语，神就在那里保守他们。
If they don't keep the commandment of the Lord, God will discipline them.
如果他们不遵守神的指令的话，神就会在那里会教导他们。
And these plagues happened before to them.
这些瘟疫在以前在犹太人身上也发生过。
God recorded all these things in the Old Testament. You will see it.
神在那里用旧约在旧约中记载了所有这些瘟疫，所以你
才看。Whenever they turn to the Lord,
每一次他们转向神
，they humble themselves.
他们自己谦卑
，then you will see these plagues disappear.
你会看见那个瘟疫就自己就消失了。
Right. So it is a discipline.Hand of the Lord.
这个是神管教的手。
And throughout the New Testament time,
在新约的时候
it happened also to the Gentiles.
这对外邦人也是这样子发生的。
Yeah, you will see many historical plagues throughout the New Testament time.It's awful. Many people die.
是啊，在新约的这个整个的这个过程中，我们也看见很多的记载，在外邦人中，这个瘟疫常常发生，也是很多人死亡。
Yeah. Same thing when people turn their hearts to the Lord, humble and repent, and the things will be better.
同样的，如果那些外邦人把他们的心转向神，那这个瘟疫就会止住。
Yeah. So today, when we see these things coming again.
今天我们看见这样的事情再次来临。
Not only history repeats itself,
不但不是历史在那里重复。
We are a new generation.
我们是这些新生的新时代的人。
So we will learn the same lesson.
我们在这里要学同样的功课。
Turn our hearts towards God.
把我们的心转向神。
Return abiding Him.
真的是能够转向，能够依靠神。
Study not only the Psalm 91, but also study John chapter 15.
不但要学诗篇91篇，我们也要学约翰福音15章。
The secret is abide in Him or in His living word.
秘密就是完全仰赖神，住在神的话语里面。
Just like the branch connect to the vine，
就像我们枝子连在枝体的
葡萄树上，
连在葡萄树上。
That's the perfect teaching Jesus tried to let all his disciples to abide with his words.
这是一个完美的这个耶稣基督给他的门徒的一个教导，就是依靠在完全附在他的身上。
So concerning the plagues, ongoing plague, this is the word I will remind you. In the future, we will talk about maybe more, but at least for today, right in the beginning, as a preacher, I have to let you know what the Bible taught us.
是啊，这个事情我们将来也会讲的更多，但是今天在这个正道开始之前，作为一个传道人，我要把这个道理告诉大家，就是完全依靠在主的身上。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Amen?
Amen.
Right. Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Yes. Today we have a more important things to focus.
今天我们有更重要的事情要注目。
Our program will be divided into three parts.
今天我们的正道的时间会分成三个部分。
Part one will be my short message. Today is a short message.
第一部分就是我的一个短讲。
Right.
今天讲的正道的时间会短一些。
Right. And then part two will be our brothers and sisters who just came back from short-term mission.
第二部分是我们的弟兄姐妹，有几位弟兄姐妹去了短宣。
Where four brothers and sisters went to Cambodia and one sister went to Taiwan.
我们在这里有四位弟兄姐妹去了柬埔寨短宣，一位去了台湾。
They will give a short testimony.
他们要给一个短的见证。
Talk about how the Lord doing his work in different locations.
能够讲一下神在世界上不同的地方怎样做他的工作。
That's second part.
这是第二部分。
Third part.
第三部分。
Today we will have brother, Chen and his wife to, come here. Our church will commission them to the mission field for not short-term mission, it's a long-term mission.
我们今天第三部分就是我们的陈元汉弟兄和他的妻子，他们今天回到我们中间来，因为我们这个教会要把他们差派去一个长的宣道工作、
right.
长时间的宣道工作，不是短宣。
Right. So this will need our coming together to send them away.
这就要我们弟兄姐妹们在一起能够差派他们出去。
Will you stand up?
那两位能够站一站。
Yeah. So this is our thank you.
谢谢。
So this is the three parts for today.
今天是这个三个部分。
This Sunday today is very special.
今天是挺特殊的这个一个主日。
So I hope this whole thing will coming together. Three parts, but one.
我希望我们今天这个三个部分，虽说是三个部分，能够就变成一个部分。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 26.
我们看看我们今天要开始，我们先打开圣经，在马太福音26章。
Yep. Matthew 26, chapter 26. I will ask you to read with me from verse 6 through verse 13.
我们要请大家和我一起读，我们是26章第6节到13节。
This is a very short story.
这个是一个很短的故事。
But very, very interesting and profound.
真的是，但是它很有趣，而且有很大的意义。
And has everything to do how we love the Lord.
这个故事是关于的就是我们怎样爱神。
Mm-hmm. How do you express your love towards God?
是你怎样把你对神的爱能够表达出来。
And for this whole story, Jesus gave a very, very precise description. It is a beautiful thing.
是啊，神我们的主耶稣基督在这个故事上给了一个完全精确的一个描述，这是一个美的很美的事情。
Chinese translation and the
美事，这是一件美事。
New international version English translate is the exact identical. It's a beautiful thing.
是，这不论是中文的还是英文的这个新国际版，这个完全的翻译是一模一样的，就是这是一件美事。
Yes, let's I will read with my brother take turn from verse 6 to verse 13. You will follow.
好，我们再一起读，大家也一起读。
Now when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper,
有一个女人拿着一瓶。拿玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。
But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, "Why this waste?"
这香膏可以卖许多钱，救济穷人。
But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you bother the woman?" For she has done a beautiful things to me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
好像跳了一次。好，我们再读13节，你是。
I missed verse 12. Let me repeat 12.
Okay.
For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。
For this.Paragraph, I think many Christians have studied it.
这一段经节很多，我们很多的基督徒们都已经学过了。
Give you a quiz. How many times in four Gospels mention this story?
给大家一个小小的测试，在四篇福音书中有多少次提到这个故事？三次，不是每一本都提了。
Matthew, Mark, and John.
马太、马可和约翰。
Right. All three Gospels mention about this story.
这三本福音书都提到了这个故事。
And Lord's comment for this whole thing is, it is a beautiful thing.
主对这件事情所做的评论是，这就是一件美事，做的是一件美事。
The story happened.About two nights before Passover.
这个故事发生在月节的两天之前。
This is the last week of Jesus' life on earth.
这个是主耶稣在地上最后一周的时间。
Because by Passover, Jesus died on the cross.
因为过了这月节的时候这个耶稣就死在十字架上。
So what happened, this is about three days before.The two nights before.
这个是两个晚上之前，三天之前。
Right. And the disciple and Jesus was with Mary Martha's house in Bethany.
耶稣在这个玛丽和马大的在伯大尼的房子里面。
Right. That's a very sweet home.
这个是一个很温馨的、很好、很舒服的房子。
During the gathering, and suddenly that evening, a woman came over.
在那个晚上，就是在他们聚会的时候，一个女人突然进来了。
She brought out a pot with a very expensive perfume.
她这个女人带进来的这个香一瓶很贵重的香膏。
Mm-hmm. He broke the jade container and poured the whole perfume oil.On the head of Jesus.
他把这个玉瓶的盖子打开，然后把这个整瓶的香膏倒在耶稣的头上。
And all the 12 disciples get very angry.
那十二个门徒真是都很生气。
Why are they angry?
为什么他们生气呢？
What a waste!
真的是很浪费了。
And one person really know the value of that perfume.
有一个人知道那个香膏的价值
That's the Treasury Secretary Mr. Judah
就是那个
财政部长
还那个犹他
He knows the price of that perfume
他知道这瓶香膏的价钱
And the English Bible translate as 300 denarii
他这个英文呢讲了这个价值就是300个 denarii
对 but the Chinese Bible translates as 30 pieces of silver
他是这个中文是说30多两银子
right
他这个
What's this value represent today's value
这个价值如果按今天的钱来算的话值多少钱呢
You care to guess?How much for 300 denarii at that time equals today's value?
那个时候的300个 denarii 现在是值多少钱呢？
Anyone knows? One year's wage.
是现在的一年的工钱。
Okay.
正常上班的人一年的工钱。
Equal one year's wage.
就是300天的工钱。就是。
Yeah.So how much do you make per year?
你这一年赚多少钱？自己看。
So assume it's $60,000 or $70,000 per year you can earn.
如果是你一年挣了六万七万的话，
You use that amount of money buy a perfume.
你用了这个六七万来买一瓶这个香膏
，and broke it.And pour that on Jesus' head.
你再把它打开这个瓶子，然后倒在。
No wonder those brothers says, "Wow, what a waste!"
所以那些弟兄就在那里说啊，真的是很浪费啊。
Right, too much.
这是太贵了。
Right. So you will see people's evaluation of value is totally different.
你再看这个人对这个东西的值多少价钱是完全不一样的。
Right? They stirred up this argument among them.
所以在这个门徒中就起了争执。
Right? Some says this is too much.
有些人说这个是太多了。
Yeah, but there is a sister says, no, it's not too much. He is worthy.
是，但是有些人说，很多人说他们这个太多了，但是有一位弟兄说这个不多，这个是。
No, brother, it's a sister.
有一个姐妹说不多，这个是值得的。
Why there is such a contrast in evaluating how much Jesus worth?
为什么有这样一个冲突？就是那些人在这里，给神的礼，给耶稣的礼物，应该是多少钱呢？应该是为什么有人觉得贵，有人觉得便宜呢？
These brothers more like an engineer.
这些弟兄们大概是像工程师一样。
Yeah, they calculate everything very precise.
他把每样事情都算得很清楚。
And they will think, wow, for this perfume, if we sell it for so much money, we can help so many poor people.
他们在这里算说如果把这瓶香膏给卖了的话可以这卖来的钱可以帮助很多的穷人
Right, very practical
是很实际的
Nothing wrong with it, right?
没什么错
You can help more people That should be a better way to do it
如果你能帮很多的人的话这是一个很好的事情应该这样做
But you just throw this value upon this Jesus Although he is our teacher Does it worth it?
但是他们在这里想，如果 你把这个这么多的钱就是就这么一下子交在我们的耶稣我们的老师的身上，是不是值得呢？
So there's a value judgment difference.
所以在那个地方就有一个不同的价值的判断的一个问题。
If you were in that condition,
如果你在那个这个状况中，
which group you will belong to?
你属于哪一个派呢？
How, which side you will stand with?
你站在哪一边呢？
It's a very practical question.
这是一个很实践的问题，实际的问题。
How Jesus viewed this whole thing?
耶稣是怎样看这件事情的？
Jesus gave a very short comment.
这个耶稣在那时候做了一个很短的。
Jesus said, "Don't bother. Why you bother this sister?"
他说：“你们为什么为难这女人呢？”
He said a very important comment.
他说了一句很重要的一个这个评价。
If you read the Mark Gospel,
如果大家打开马可福音的话
，In Mark Gospel.Mark recorded this in chapter 14, verse 8.
在马可福音的话，马可在这里14章3节中这样记载的。
Jesus made a very important statement for her.
耶稣做了一个对这个女人做了一个很大的一个评价。
Verse 8 says, "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand."For the burial.
耶稣在这里做了一个很重要的评论，就是第八节，十四章八节这样说的，他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
Think carefully.
大家仔细的想一想。
How she knew Jesus is going to die.
他怎么知道耶稣要死呢？
Because Jesus said, what she did just on me,is an action to anoint my body before my burial.
他耶稣在这里评价就是他为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
Did the disciple know Jesus going to die?
门徒们知道耶稣要死吗？
Do they know?
他们知道吗？
Maybe they know, maybe they pretend it will never happen.
他们有可能知道，但是他们有可能会假装啊，这些事情，这个事情不会发生。
How many times Jesus told them in advance that I'm going, number one, go to Jerusalem. Number two, the Pharisees and the elders and the high priests would persecute me, even kill me. Did Jesus tell them that?
耶稣有多少次提前告诉他的门徒，我要上耶路撒冷去，那些文士和祭司长，文士和祭司要在这里，要杀害我，有好几次。
Jesus told them quite a few times, but they don't want to.Know that because you cannot die. If you die, why are we here?
Yeah, 他们虽说耶稣已经告诉他们好几次这个他要死的事情，但是那些门徒们并不当这个事情是真的。他们认为耶稣这个是不能死的。如果耶稣死的话，我们这些人在这还干什么呢？
So, this is a very difficult issue for all the disciples that Jesus is going to die.
这个是对门徒来说，耶稣要去死，对那些门徒是一个很难接受的一个事情。
In their subconscious, they resist this idea.
在他们的内心中，他们是拒绝这个事情的。
Agree?
同意吗？
If you know your teacher is going to die, you as a student, you love your teacher. This can never be.
如果你知道你的老师要死，作为一个学生，你这里想的就是这个不可能发生，不可以发生。
But now among all the disciples, one sister remembered that Jesus said, and she knows that this must happen.
但是在那些门徒中但是还有一些姐妹中，只有因为有一位姐妹这里她所记得的就是耶稣说过这样的话，她知道这个事情必定发生。
And she knows the time, the timing.
那位姐妹知道这个什么时候这件事情要发生。
What she is doing is 2 days before Jesus go to the cross.
她所做的，那位姐妹所做的，就是在耶稣上十字架前的两天。
She brought this perfume and poured on Jesus' head.
她带来这瓶香膏，把这瓶香膏完整的全部倒在耶稣的头上。
Only she catch the opportunity.
只有她抓住了这个机会。
Only she knows that Jesus will die very soon.
只有这位姐妹知道耶稣很快马上就要死。
So she tried to do her best for him.
所以这位姐妹做的就是她能所做的最好的一件事情。
Jesus understood and make a statement for her.
耶稣知道这件事情，所以在这里为这位姐妹做了这样一个宣告。
Not only declare this, make this situation clarified, but also he gave a command.
是的，不但把这件事情给讲清楚是为什么这样做，而且他给了这样一个评价。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her.
所以他在第九节，这个耶稣做了这样一个评价，我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的以作为纪念。
Think carefully. Think carefully.
大家仔细想一想。
What is the gospel?
福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
福音是什么？
Jesus, the Son of God, is the gospel.
福音是什么？就是福音就是神的儿子耶稣就是福音。
He came to the world to die on the cross on our behalf.
他为了我们来到这个世界，然后上了十字架。
This is the gospel.
这个是就是福音。
Amen.
Amen.
Is it precious?
是不是真的吗？
So precious that cost Jesus' life.
真的是那么的珍贵，所以能够耶稣基督献上了他自己的生命。
Now, Jesus said, wherever this gospel is preached around the world, you have to mention what this woman just did on me.
所以耶稣在这里说，他说不论这个福音在世界上传到什么地方，你一定要把这个女人所做的事情来同样来传播。
In other words, in Jesus' eye,
另外一点，
there is someone doing something can be equivalent to what I did or what I will do.
是，如果耶稣是做了一个评价，就是有一件事情就像我所做的这件事情也是同样的是被做的。
People's evaluation says, what a waste!
人们的评价就是这个是一个很浪费的事情。
Right? That's how